Yes.
Awesome. All right, hello, everybody. Welcome to this special meeting of the Zone 3 Advisory Committee. Today's date, August 11th, 2022, in the City Council Chambers of Grover Beach. Could we get a roll call, please?
Yes. Member Guthrie?
Yes, here.
Member Gibson?
Here.
Member Rushing?
Here.
Member Riley?
Present.
Member Ikeda?
Here.
All right, noted that there, we do have a quorum, and we are missing Brad Hageman and Kristen Barnage, Member Barnage.
Great, thank you. Item number two tonight is public comment. This is an opportunity for members of the public to address the committee on any items that are not on the agenda. Seeing none, I think we'll move on to the next item, which is item number three, an information item regarding sample resolution for virtual meetings.
Yes. So at the last Zone 3 Advisory Committee meeting, it was discussed on whether the group would like to meet virtually. We've explored what that process would look like. In your packet is a resolution, sample resolution, which would be have to be adopted just prior to the meeting every time. And we would, if we can meet virtually, as long as the metric for a transmission is either in the medium or high category, if the transmission rate for the county goes down to low, then there is no option to meet virtually. So, and because it has to be on the day of the meeting, which is why you have to adopt this resolution at the meeting, and because you have to meet the metrics on that day.
Okay.
So that's where we're at. You would just, I guess we would change various dates that are located in this resolution each time you met. Mm-hmm. Or you can skip that, and I don't know what the trend is on the metrics. So you might be able to do this for one meeting. It might be two meetings. It could be,
right,
you know, a year.
Right.
So it's really kind of up to the group here how far you want to go with meeting virtually.
Got it. Questions about it? I mean,
I think just a logistical question. We have to vote to accept this every single time. So we start the meeting virtually, and then we vote on whether we're going to have that meeting virtually?
No, what would happen is you would try to have it virtually,
yeah,
right? And you would pass the resolution. But for example, for some reason. You couldn't get a quorum or whatever, mm-hmm, or somebody,
yeah,
didn't want to pass at that time, then, mm-hmm, there's just no meeting.
Okay.
It's not that you would,
understood,
you just wouldn't.
Right.
You know, right, because you're going to be having the meeting virtually.
Right.
And if you don't want it, or it doesn't get passed, or you don't meet the metrics, then,
right,
there's just no meeting.
Okay.
So there's a little, and you, yeah, kind of don't know till the last minute,
absolutely,
technically.
Right. Right.
But
the only other question I had was, mm-hmm, what the timeline was in order to decide whether or not it was going to be going virtual versus staying in person. So let's imagine our next meeting in September. Mm-hmm. What would the timeline be for saying we would like to go virtual?
Tonight?
So we would be voting specifically for the next meeting, right?
No, tonight you would be voting that, yes, we want to pursue this. We want to meet virtually whenever possible.
Okay,
basically,
got it. It'll be the default, essentially, moving,
yes,
forward. Okay, that makes more sense.
That's,
okay,
sort of what you're saying. And then if you can't meet the metric, or, you know, for some reason you don't have a quorum or whatever,
right,
the other reason, then you're not going to, you know, you just wouldn't have that meeting.
Okay.
Where you would definitely have a meeting. You know, you might not be able to vote on things if you meet in person.
Right.
It doesn't matter what comes up. If you don't have the quorum, you can still meet. You just can't vote on anything.
Got it.
So.
Okay. Any further discussion on that? Concerns about that?
Jill, you can have the meeting and just record the Zoom?
Yeah, it would be similar to what we did all of during 2020 and 2021. We still record, they just basically record the meeting. Mm-hmm. That's how we did it when we had to have virtual meetings. Now, sure. Now it's like an option.
Okay.
As long as you meet the criteria.
So does that save?
That's my understanding.
Does that save a lot of money?
No.
Not really?
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
It's no change. There's no financial, you know, plus to doing it virtual.
Hmm. Except for gas.
Except for, yeah.
Time and gas.
Yeah.
I prefer in person if possible, but I can go either way.
Understood. My personal thought on this is that we don't get a lot of the public showing up. If they have a link, they can come. And the five of us, six of us, are coming from different spots every other month, and that you two having to come all the way over here is an extra resource. I know we're supposed to be speaking of this in terms of COVID and transmission of COVID, so those were my primary concerns when I mentioned this particular idea a couple months back, and I will be supportive of being able to have that option, at least.
I'd like the meeting minutes to note that Brad Hageman arrived. And just to get Brad up to speed, we're discussing virtual meetings and what it would take. In your packet is a sample resolution that would have to be adopted prior to each meeting. And so everyone's giving comments right now on what their feelings are on whether we go virtual. We will have to meet certain metrics. So even, prior to each meeting, we'd have to check out what the transmission rate is. And if we're in the medium to high, we could have the virtual meeting. If we're in the low, then there would be no option.
So where are we at right now? I'm not paying attention anymore.
I think we're medium.
Yeah.
Okay. It's kind of rising.
Yeah, I read it. Yeah. I did read it was rising, but I didn't know from where.
Yeah, and I'm getting this a little bit secondhand from Dave, so I haven't been checking it out myself.
Okay. Any other thoughts? I'll entertain a motion if anyone cares.
I'll make a motion that we pass resolution number 2022-XX. Is that sufficient?
No, I think what we'd like to have the motion be is that you want to pursue virtual, a motion to pursue virtual meetings when possible, pursuant to adoption of a resolution.
So should she read the resolution itself, the dark print?
That's just a sample.
It's
isn't
a sample resolution that we'll use at the next meeting.
Yeah, this is just a sample. So for clarification, this resolution or a similar one would be adopted at the beginning of your September, whatever this 19th or whatever that meeting date is. On that day, you would adopt the resolution, and you have that virtual meeting that night.
Okay.
So that's how that works.
I apologize. That's if certain, metrics are in place. And this is, I've heard other attorneys with other districts that I'm working with say that you've got to adopt it within a 30-day window, AB 361. Is this AB 361? Mm-hmm. And that they, and I'm talking about the attorneys for Avila Beach and actually Mission Hills as well. I'm not going to challenge it. I think this is much more user-friendly. We do it with the state water subcontractors meeting, and I don't know if the city council members have been doing that same kind of a thing.
We've been mm-hmm. in person still.
Yeah, we've been meeting in person, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I would be, in terms of supportive of having the option to do this along the lines Ron was talking about.
Yeah, it's just probably a little more paperwork on the staff end of it, but and we would just check. There's going to be some coordination because we'll let you know probably the week before. Looks like we're going to be fine to meet virtually, so let's set it up that way.
Okay.
You kind of have to do a little bit of coordination is all. But
and so Brad knows too. We did mention too. This would be the default position that we would be going forward. Until something changed, essentially. So
right,
the default would be
at the state level, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Or the transmission rate for our county goes down, or the whole emergency goes away.
That's what I was thinking about. If Newsom takes that away, then I guess this option. And, You go back to the old Brown Act rules where if I told you I'm at my house in wherever.
Yeah, if you're at El Torito and El Segundo,
please come visit me. I'll hang a sign on my booth.
And I think from my experience of doing this, I think your discussion is much better when you meet in person. There's a much better discussion that happens between you all. It becomes very silent when you go to virtual, but sure. I mean, that's kind of your choice.
Yeah.
I think it was also because of you could at the last minute you could lose half your you wouldn't have quorum because somebody got COVID, two other people are exposed, and then they can't come, right? Mm-hmm. So those people could actually all be at the meeting.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If it was
that was one of the reasons we brought it up initially at the last meeting. We barely made quorum, and part of the reason was because of a COVID infection. Mm-hmm. So do we want to try that motion again?
So I make a motion that we authorize Zoom meetings.
Authorize or pursuing virtual meetings.
Teleconference meetings?
Yeah. Teleconference meetings and the process utilizing these resolutions. Something to that effect. We just need to know that you want to do that. I know. I'll let the meeting minutes person call me up and try to make it.
You need a second?
I'll second.
All right. We'll take a roll call vote on that then. Member Guthrie?
Yes.
Member Gibson?
Yes.
Member Rushing?
Yes.
Member Hageman?
Yes.
Member Riley?
Yes.
And Member Ikeda?
Yes.
All right, motion passed.
Great. Thank you, everybody. So that was a combination, essentially, of items 3 and 4. Moving on to 5, action item. It's a detailing a motion to endorse the execution of amended and restated water supply contracts between the City of San Luis County, with the San Luis County Flood Control and Water Conservation District and the Zone 3 contractors and adoption of the associated negative declaration.
Thank you. My name is Jill Ogram. I am a retired county employee working with the Public Works Department Utilities Division. I have stayed on with the county to be the project manager for this project. In your packet, hopefully you had the opportunity to read the staff report. We've done our best, and I feel pretty good about the number of times we've brought this before the advisory committee to keep you up to date as the changes and to keep you moving along with what the process was going to be towards getting some amended and restated water supply contracts. The purpose, I should say, this project was initiated back shortly after the last drought when we were under the low reservoir response plan, which you currently are now. The low reservoir response plan allows each contractor to save any water that they have managed to conserve. And unfortunately, we found out at the end of when we came out of the last drought that there was no mechanism for people to keep each agency to keep the water they had saved. And so the water we gave, the district gave all the contractors about a year to use up any of the water that they had saved, to use that water first. To that end, that got everyone started with why don't we try to amend the contracts to put a storage component into it so that each agency, if they conserve water, they don't use all their entitlement, it remains theirs. And with the idea that it would help with multi-year water resource planning, drought planning, many, you know, benefits. It actually is a very modern way of running the reservoir. The way we have is a little antiquated, frankly. But, you know, in 1966, we didn't have most agencies didn't have multiple sources of water. People, you know, agencies now have portfolios. They might have state water. Maybe they have Nacimiento. Maybe they have groundwater. And moving forward, there's going to be opportunities for, you know, the Central Coast Blue to be another source. So the the project became one of bringing all the contractors together to determine if it would be beneficial. So we spent a lot of time just like kind of investigating, would this really work? How would this help us all? And then we went through the process of doing an environmental document, which required more modeling of the reservoir to see would it impact anything and would we have any environmental impacts. And it came, we found that there was, we have a negative declaration, so there's no mitigation and that there's no impact to the environment as a result of these changes to the contract to add storage. In March of this year, when we were just about wrapping up the contracts and thinking I was going to be coming to you in maybe April or May with this contract, we were notified that the auditor's office said that there was an opportunity to refinance the seismic remediation bonds. So since March, we've been working with bond counsel and adding additional language that would make it so that if the financial market is good and it's beneficial, that we are ready and teed up to take advantage of that. So here we are today. We have all those things in place now. I won't bore you with all the gory details of the changes. It's in the board packet, and it tells the different articles that were changed, and the lion's share of bond refinancing language is in Article 34, which is a new article. And other than that, I don't have too much more. I did want to give a shout-out. This has been an extremely collaborative effort. While being the project manager, I've worked with two or three consultants. We had Western Hydrologics, who did a ton of the modeling, which was very, very helpful for all of us to understand. We also used Water Systems Consulting, specifically Dan Heimel, who is also now part of Confluence Engineering. And he and I worked closely over at least for the last year, just pulling, you know, kind of getting all the parts and pieces together. And working closely with our county council as well as all of your agencies' councils as well. So it's a very, I feel very good about this whole document, that it's been vetted really thoroughly. But I would like to just end with, if you have any questions, this is a great time. I'm happy to answer anything you might want to know about the contracts and what it means or anything. Not that you would actually, you know, we sent the contract along with you, but it's not exactly light reading, so.
Right. And so when we adopt this or not adopt this, basically it's going to go to Slope County Board of Supervisors. Is that going to be agendized like immediately? How quickly is that?
Yes. So August 23rd, it's been like nip and tuck. I really wasn't sure when I was going to trying to meet the deadlines for each of these things. So right. With a few favors, we're here August 23rd. It's going to go to the board.
Wow.
They'll adopt a resolution that says, yes, we want to execute these contracts. Okay. Then the contracts will then be sent to each of your agencies for your agencies to adopt, to sign the contract and also adopt your own CEQA finding. So, yeah, very excited.
Any other questions or comments?
I just did wanted to recognize the amount of work that did go into this, and it's great to see it in front of us today, so thank you for that.
You are welcome. Yeah.
It was such an easy concept at the beginning, right? Every agency just has their own little bucket, and you put it in. We could do this in a few months.
Right.
Yeah, we honestly thought that. That's what is kind of humorous when I think back. Like,
what's the problem?
Yeah, and then we moved along. But it was very, for me, it was very eye-opening. I think I felt like I really learned so much about the reservoir. We learned that, you know, that what happened during the seismic remediation project and all the water that we were required to release because of the Division of Safety of Dams, that impacted our reservoir for, I think it was almost 10 years before we caught back up. All that extra water that we released, which is why we're never, you know, we're still down low, you know, even though we've had extra rainfall, but we realized, we also found out and through all this modeling that the safe yield of the project is what we've verified it through all the modeling, and that's always a good thing. And we, a lot of reservoirs will do this periodically, and we did extensive modeling to, and it basically showed that, yeah, that is the safe yield of the reservoir is what it is. So that's, you know, that's been good.
Well, I have to say I did make it through the contract. It is not very light reading. I'm not going to say that I understood everything, but I learned a great deal of what I did. So thank you for providing that for us. It was very enlightening, especially for somebody new on this commission. So
call a friend that's an engineer, man.
Yeah, I almost called you, man. Okay. Anything else?
Yeah, in Oceano, I think that we are very happy with the flexibility of the contract.
Okay.
And, you know, we're looking at increasing our storage as well as our buffer. And then we do plan to import state water to preserve Lopez water. So I think that would be a big plus for us.
Very good.
Is there state water?
Just kidding. Maybe.
That was good.
Sorry. I didn't say that.
Okay.
Any other comments? Is there perhaps a motion today?
I move we pass the amended contract with the county regarding water storage during low-level release.
I think the best motion would be just to read off the agenda. There, if the motion is to, at the bottom, endorse the execution. And that's, you can just read that right off.
Okay, motion to endorse the execution of the amended and restated water supply contracts between the San Luis Obispo County Flood Control and Water Conservation District and the Zone 3 contractors and adoption of the associated negative declaration.
Second.
She didn't like my motion either.
I know. It was like I said, it's so much better than mine.
I'll talk to Dave. I go, just bold what they need to say.
Yeah. Right.
Just, let's try to keep this simple, right?
Yeah.
Bold and italicized, please.
Okay. I'll do a roll call vote then. Member Guthrie?
Yes.
Member Gibson?
Yes.
Member Rushing?
Yes.
Member Hageman?
Yes.
Member Riley?
Yes.
And Member Ikeda?
Yes.
Motion passed.
I plan to go to the supervisor meeting and make a statement.
Awesome.
I think that helps.
Awesome.
Yes. I did send out a request. Like, if you have the time, it is going to be on a consent agenda, so there won't be a presentation on this whole thing.
Okay.
But it's always good just to have your support. If you have a few minutes on, you know, August 23rd at 9:00, come to the Board of Supervisors meeting. If you want to say a little bit, any of that would be fantastic.
And then will yourself and Dan be available for each of the cities when they go to adopt their own neg deck?
That's a very good question. I'm happy to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, if that's how you would like.
I'm guessing each one's going to go, well, how do I calculate my storage? I know it's in there, but.
Oh, how do you calculate your storage? Yeah.
Yeah.
And we can go through that. That's all.
Great.
Yeah, we can definitely do that. Just have your agency or whoever reach out to me, and I will come to whatever meetings that you need support on.
Terrific.
And we'll be also helping to any of your reports or your staff reports, if support you need for, you know, coming up with your staff reports and how you want to do that.
Perfect.
Well, very good. Thank you. Item 6 today, committee member comments. Does anybody have anything else to say this evening?
No.
Good meeting.
I'll say that Oceano, that we are working on our capital improvements, and basically we're trying to replace antique water pipes with the centuries new pipes.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But we need more money.
At least some bursting involved.
And I know I have the CSA 12 hat on, but I also have Avila Beach CSD hat on, kind of sideways, just to know the board, the Avila CSD board, and I think most of the other cities are already there, declared stage 2 water supply emergency or condition, I guess, not emergency. And we actually adopted a water conservation program at the same time, just on Tuesday. But it's not a moratorium. We're going to continue to process will serves that are in the pipeline, but kind of with the caveat that if we don't get some rain, we'll probably look for stage three or stage four, which may then be, you know, a little more drastic in terms of will serves. And there's always that in the cities too, the will serves that are in the pipeline, people that have, you know, put together plans and specs, maybe if it's a two-step process, then a preliminary will serve and then a final. We work with the county planning on that. So I'll be doing lots of rain dancing this winter.
We all should.
We all should, absolutely.
Well, we are going to be doing, I think that potentially cloud seeding. That's what I heard. We're still
we met about that last meeting as well.
Yeah,
I had the preliminary report from last year's season. I think 7 days they were able to do it last year.
We're still going to get the presentation from them on that. Two meetings ago, we discussed
last year's results.
The last packet did have a fairly comprehensive bit, but I think there is a I think we're actually, if memory serves from the last meeting, we're waiting on
the actual
results,
right,
which should be forthcoming in a couple of months.
Very
that
good.
We should have some sort of actual, if not causation, correlation data for what our efforts were last year.
Yeah, and I believe it comes out in August. That's how the previous ones did.
Okay.
And then we typically put that on the Zone 3 website.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it'll eventually show up there.
How are they going to do it? Because there was minimal clouds, right? I mean, you know what I mean? There wasn't a ton of rain clouds, but whenever there was, did they see to them? So even though they can't measure it by inches, so they have to measure it by storm, right? I mean, so let's say five storms roll in and we seeded five times. So they have to measure it by the storm because we didn't have enough to get like 24 inches or whatever, enough storms to bring. So is that because if the end result we got, 12 inches, I don't know what the total was.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't look good overall, but when you look at each individual storm, it was predicted. Is that how I'm asking. I'm not stating. I'm just trying to figure out how. So is it prediction of the storm, inches of the storm, and the cloud seeding and the result of the storm?
It's a little more complicated than that. What they do is, Ron started to say it, they correlate. They actually have another area that is similar in geological, you know, in formation, and so that the wind patterns and rain are similar.
Yes.
And you correlate what did they get where they didn't, where they did not cloud seed versus our drainage, where we did it, where we did. And they do it, the way they find this place is, that part I can't explain to you because if I told you, you would go, why on earth would they use that? They actually use some area near, as I recall, in the North Coast somewhere, I think is where it was, or near Cayucas or some other area. And I thought, that doesn't seem like that's similar.
Yeah, because they get more
rain
up there.
But you have to look at the way that the mountains are and how where the rainfall comes up the front of the mountains. And is it similar to Lopez? So they find those spots, and that's how they correlate the data there with what we got. And that's how they determine.
Okay.
But you are right in that the more storms you have, the better you're going to be able to get more accurate data. If you only have, you know, five storms and they got X inches and you had five storms and you got 12 inches, it'd be a lot better if you had way more storms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, more data is going to help that correlation.
Right.
So, but yeah, I would love for us to have a really decent water year, you know, rainfall year, so we could really see the benefits of that cloud seeding. But to not do it also is not a good idea. You know, we have to try everything at this point.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
Costumes and rain dances next. How about everybody needs to just wash their car?
All right, anything else?
Not for me.
Okay, seeing nothing else, I'll move to adjourn.
Thank you.
Thank you all.